There's some good news here for graduates in the sense that we've phoned around a lot of the big employers who take on up to 1,000 graduates a year, some of the big accountancy firms, the law firms, the banks. They're still recruiting. They find that in the past, when there's been a downturn, they've cut their recruiting, then they come out of a recession and haven't got enough good people on the books. For example, it takes 3 years to train an accountant or a lawyer, and so they tend to look ahead, and they got bitten last time. So a lot of them are still taking on graduates. In retail, it's the same. Still recruiting graduate management trainees there. Retail is doing okay in this recession, surprisingly.
And from the big employer's point of view, there's actually some good news there, isn't it? Because the students are taking it a bit more seriously than they have done before.
Yes, we spoke to one company that said students were all turning up on time for interviews and were accepting the first job that they were offered.
Extraordinary.
They weren't umming and ahhing and saying, perhaps I'll take this job, or perhaps I'll go and be a ski bum for the winter. They are seizing jobs very quickly, turning up on time, brushing their hair, sort of putting a tie on, that sort of thing, I think is going on, because graduates are finding, what we are finding from companies, the big companies, their applications are up hugely. They're up 30-40%, the number of graduates trying to get the number of jobs that are on offer. So we think the big companies are still recruiting. They can afford, they can ride a downturn. What we're hearing from universities and so forth is that a lot of smaller companies aren't recruiting or have cut right back. And so universities are saying their graduates are still struggling to get jobs, even though the big employers are generally maintaining their programs.
What are the chances then of a university graduate finding a job? You know, how difficult is it now?
I think it's quite difficult. It reminds me of graduating myself in 1984 during a recession. I know I don't look old enough, John, but it's true. That the jobs are few and far between, and you don't get offered the three that you applied for. You get offered one of them if you're lucky. And there's definitely, in a recession, companies will cut back on recruitment because it's easier than sacking existing staff.
Meanwhile, Ashley, on the subject of the economic recession, there's been a bit of good news yesterday, a record surge in confidence among business professionals.
Yes, I saw that survey, and it's certainly true that the surveys are now pointing to things getting less bad less quickly, or that things have bottomed out. And you would tend to get an increase in confidence when people realise that things aren't still falling off a cliff. Does it mean we're going to have a rapid recovery? I'm not convinced. Perhaps we will. There's been a huge stimulus thrown at this recession in terms of interest rates at zero. Nearly 275 billion of quantitative easing is going on. A big budget deficit is being run to boost the economy. We should be starting to see the fruits of that now. However, we've still got consumers piled up with debt. We've got a banking system that's frozen, still not working properly. I think we're not out of this yet, John.